from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Ancient temple destroyed in captured Syrian city. Syrian activists and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State blew up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. Islamic State extremists destroyed the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin temple with explosives powerful enough to severely damage the Roman columns that surrounded the ancient building. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction Sunday. Islamic State seized Palmyra in May. The militants say ancient artifacts and statues are blasphemous. One of the three Americans who overpowered a heavily armed gunman on a Paris-bound train says he was thinking of survival when he tackled the man. U.S. Air Force Airman Spencer Stone, who was injured in the attack, said he thought of his own survival as well as everyone else's on the train during the rough-and-tumble takedown of the suspect.
It feels pretty crazy. I never thought I would be here. In this position, so it's unreal, like I said before.
Stone and fellow Americans Alex Claratos and Anthony Sadler spoke to reporters Sunday at the U.S. Embassy in Paris. Stone was hospitalized with serious injuries after being slashed in the neck and hand by the attacker with a box cutter. The three men, along with British national Chris Norman, subdued a Moroccan-born gunman who seriously wounded at least one passenger before he was swarmed. Nigeria's army chief survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Tukur Boratai's convoy in a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. Troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. This is VOA News. North and South Korean officials resumed marathon talks Sunday afternoon and continued deep into the night in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks started on Saturday. Officials have not publicly commented on discussions, and there is no word on whether negotiations are making any progress or how long they'll go on. As the talks started up again Sunday, South Korea reported unusual troop and submarine movement in the north. Pakistan's military says a group of terrorists staged a rocket attack from across the Afghan border Sunday, killing 4 soldiers and wounding 4 others. The clash happened in Pakistan's northwestern Kabul tribal region that borders eastern Afghanistan. Italy's Coast Guard says 4,400 migrants were rescued off the coast of Libya in the span of one day Saturday after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. So far this year, more than 100,000 people have made the Mediterranean crossing to Italy. More than 2,300 people have died trying to reach Europe this year. Thousands of migrants rode trains and buses and walked through Macedonia and Serbia on Sunday in an effort to get to European Union member Hungary, where authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from coming in. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans fleeing bloody conflicts in their homelands, could travel freely throughout Europe in search of jobs and a better life if they can cross into Hungary. At least 23 Iraqi soldiers and militiamen have been killed in an attack by Islamic State militants in Anbar province. The Associated Press reports the dead include 17 soldiers and 6 militia fighters who are working with troops to push back the militant group. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital on Sunday. The embassy closed 4 years ago following an attack by protesters. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was in Tehran for a ceremony where he declared the embassy open.
Maintaining dialogue, even under the most difficult conditions, is crucially important, and our embassies around the world play a critically important role in maintaining that dialogue.
Secretary Hammond called the visit Sunday an historic moment in relations between the two countries. Lebanese protesters and police clashed in Beirut into late Sunday as security forces sprayed thousands of demonstrators with water cannon in a second night of rallies sparked by an ongoing trash crisis. Beirut residents gathered near the offices of Prime Minister Taman Salam, angered after weeks of trash piling up around the country following the shutdown of an overcapacity landfill. And an explosion at a U.S. military base near Tokyo set a warehouse on fire early Monday local time. The Army says there are no injuries. U.S. firefighters rushed to the scene to stop the flames from spreading. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.